This is KBOX Heart of the Arts podcast. I'm Greg Kostraba. Guitarist Jason Vigo will be joining the Escher Quartet for a performance at Central United Methodist Church in Phoenix, Friday, April 12th. The program, presented by the Phoenix Chamber Music Society, includes guitar quintets by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco and Luigi Boccherini. Jason Vigo is on the phone. Welcome.
Hi, Greg. It's great to be speaking with you today.
Great to speak with you as well. I'm glad you're coming to town to do this performance. What a lovely program. Starts with a Haydn quartet, the Lark, which is just beautiful. And then you come in for a music of Castelnuovo Tedesco. Tell us a little bit about your connection with the Escher Quartet, when you got started playing with them, and why you like it so much.
We first met at Music at Menlo, which is run by the same folks that run Chamber Music Society Lincoln Center, David Finkel in Wuhan. And so I was invited there, and I think it was 08 or 09, to do like a very long recital, about 2 hours of music. And then I could choose from the chamber musicians that they had on the bill for that festival. And I had always wanted to play the Leo Brower Quintet. And then, of course, for the audience and such, I put the Boccherini Quintet number 4 with Fandango, which we're going to be playing in Phoenix. And then I played with a harpsichordist there, Kenneth Cooper, and other chamber musicians. So it was a very long recital called Carte Blanche. And the idea is that it would be, you know, just a lot of music. And it was great because it gave me an opportunity to really show how the guitar functions, of course, not only in the more familiar solo setting, solo recital, but also just with all these different instrumental combinations, which I've always enjoyed. So Eschers and I just struck up a friendship almost like immediately.
What's it like playing with a string quartet as opposed to playing with an orchestra or maybe playing with a flutist? How does it differ for you as a guitarist in terms of how you have to approach things?
With the Boccherini, we don't usually use amplification. So that's very nice. It's a lighter texture in the quartet parts. Castel Tedesco is a bit thicker. They're playing most of the time, and the textures are quite dense. And so I bring an amplifier for that just a little bit. Just gives a little bit of push to the low end. We don't have to turn it up very loud or anything. And that just, we try to achieve a nice balance that still sounds natural.
How would you describe the Tedesco for someone that's never heard it before?
There's a bit of a Spanish influence, I think, in it, in the sense that Castelnuovo Tedesco wrote a great deal of guitar works for Andres Segovia. And so there are kind of echoes of Spanish idioms and kind of Spanish imagery, I think you can hear in particularly the second and fourth movements. They had a long collaboration together, going all the way back to the 1930s. And then when Andres Segovia played Castelnuovo Tedesco's guitar concerto with Los Angeles Philharmonic, they were invited by Los Angeles Philharmonic to collaborate again, and this time on a guitar quintet. And that's what this piece is. It's substantial. It's and very beautiful.
Yeah, it makes sense that the LA Phil did it, since Castelnuovo Tedesco had to flee the fascist Italy to come to Hollywood. Would you say there are any kind of filmish sounds to it, since he was a well-known film composer?
I think so. I think the ending definitely has that, as the credits are about to roll in a movie from the 50s. There are definitely these cinematic kind of moments or vistas, I think, that are in the music for sure, in the quintet.
And then after a few guitar solos, I assume those are like encore things you're thinking of? Or what?
Well, I mean, most of the presenters, when we've done so many bookings together now for 15, gosh, I guess it's been 15 years now, the presenters really like to actually have, most of the time, have me play a short set of a few pieces. And so I try to make those a little bit different from the rest of the program. So I almost always play something by Bach. And then I'm playing, I think in this one, I'm playing the second movement of the piece Four Paths of Light that Pat Metheny wrote for me. And I'll play the Siciliana and Presto from the First Violin Sonata. And then an arrangement by the great French guitarist Roland Dienz of Antonio Carlos Jobim's song A Felicidade.
And then after that, you play one of the most recognizable of all chamber music pieces with a guitar, and I think probably because of the last movement. Why don't you talk about that Boccherini quintet? It's just such a delightful piece from beginning to end.
It's one of 6 quintets that Boccherini wrote featuring a guitar. I have to imagine that the Fandango was really quite bold for that time period. I mean, quite experimental. The other two movements, more or less kind of like an early classical type of style.
Do you have castanets? Do you guys play with castanets on this movement?
Yeah, I'll be bringing those. I've got probably about 2 or 3 castanet machines at home. And then we just use some black shelf liner on a chair or a music stand so that Brooke, the cellist, can play his wonderful castanet solo. It always brings down the house. We never really get tired of playing it because the audience reaction for it is just so substantial. It's really been one of the highlights of my career, really, in a way, just in terms of live performance and energy in a room is probably that piece.
Guitarist Jason Vigo, who will be performing music of Castelnuovo Tedesco and Boccherini in a set of solo guitar works. He's performing with the Escher Quartet at Central United Methodist Church in Phoenix on Friday, April 12th. The program, which also includes the string quartet by Haydn known as The Lark, is presented by the Phoenix Chamber Music Society. Jason, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
For KBOX Heart of the Arts Podcast, I'm Greg Kostraba.